237.
Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can take control of the show. That's the deal here. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. If you make the call, 800-259-9231. If you don't, then we bring up whatever we want to, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Go check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We added five new Shriners to the Shrine over the weekend on our huge relaunch of freetalklive.com.
You sound so generous with this five thing. It's not like you haven't been holding them for weeks.
I've been holding them for a few weeks.
Yeah.
But now they're there, Manwich, so you
so
stop
five
trying.
At once.
Yes.
It's very generous.
Yeah, well.
And
they're worth waiting for.
There are, yeah.
Yeah,
I told you it would be worth waiting for.
There's some great pictures.
You got to go check out our new Shriners at freetalklive.com. And ladies, actually, we've already got another submission, but I didn't want to replace the five new ones the next day with our newest Shriner, so I'm going to hold this one for a couple days, Manwich. But we will let you know, and if you're on the updates list, you'll find out whenever there's new things to go check out at freetalklive.com. So go and do that.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
This is the show about your calls, so let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys. You said you wanted some pictures, so I posted them on a website, or a blog site, at myblogsite.com.
Uh-huh.
And I put a link on your bulletin board system.
Sweet. They're not, wait, pictures of
China.
Your China trip.
China and the police cars and stuff.
Yeah, so you posted a link on the BBS at freetalklive.com?
Yep. And
good deal.
Got the police cars. I got the soldier boy lookalike that's nothing more than a security guard.
Right. Private security, right.
And he's, you get my ugly face as a bonus there because I'm in the picture with him.
That's great. Okay, Gene. We'll live.
And,
so what's on your mind tonight, man?
Well, I mainly wanted to tell you about that, and
okay.
And just pat you guys on the back because I like your show so much. You guys,
thank you, Gene. Well, thanks, Gene. Which forum did you post it in at freetalklive.com?
The general section.
General forum. There you go, Gene. Thanks for the clue, man. Appreciate it.
Otherwise, it's christiananarchist.myblogsite.com.
You're the man, Gene. We'll talk to you later. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Nick in South Dakota. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey,
good
doing
sir.
All right.
I want to talk to you guys about taxes.
Wait a second. I want to talk to you about the weather.
Okay.
Is it the hottest summer you've ever had in South Dakota right now?
Oh, my God. And it's like 50 degrees right now, too.
50?
Yeah. We just had a bunch of storms roll through, and now it's like 50 or 60. It's
cooled
just,
off a lot, huh?
It's insane.
Well, I wish you were 50 right here about now. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to talk about taxes.
Okay.
I had the pleasure of dealing with my real estate taxes with my house. And they have some stupid loophole now where they can raise my taxes because I didn't file a special owner occupied status or something like that.
Right, you didn't claim to be a homestead exemption or whatever?
Yeah, why don't they just have it so that, like, they could prove that I'm not actually living there because I own the house? Rather, then they can cut my you know what I mean?
Then they can go ahead and raise it some more.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I really do live here, whether you say I do or not, or whether I filed the proper form or not, you know.
Right.
I live in this house. This is my home.
Yeah. It's like, why don't they prove that I don't before they automatically start taxing me for the, whatever rate they have that I don't.
You would think so, but that's not the way it works.
Well, yeah. That's because they can just do whatever they want to, and most people never question it.
It's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are you going to do about it?
So much for being, innocent before proven guilty.
Yeah.
Well, I listened to you guys a lot before this all happened,
right.
And this kind of pushed me over the edge, so... Yeah, I think I'm gonna actually register for the Libertarian Party and start voting the right way.
Well, there you go. That's a step in the right direction, that's for sure. How do you feel about the Free State Project?
Oh, I'm not that hardcore yet.
All right, man. It takes time. It's okay. It's all right, man. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Fire Ian.
I'm sorry? Fire Ian. There you go. Not going to happen.
Beautiful.
Hey, see you later. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. Manwich is winning a popularity poll right
now. There was a thread.
What's it look like?
There was a thread on the board about the co-hosts who are, I guess, you know, the Monday, Wednesday, Friday night co-hosts.
Right. And Johnson, Jason, and Torgo.
The one-day hosts.
Right. How we don't get enough respect or something, some nonsense about that. And I was talking with Torgo the other day.
Yeah.
We were just, because Torgo and I live together for
right.
some unknown reason.
It's not a gay thing.
No.
No.
No. I don't think. Anyway.
At least he hasn't told you so.
So, we live together and we were discussing that, you know, there's only been one time that you haven't been on the show. Ian.
Yeah. I don't remember when that
only
was.
Only one time.
You
and he
enjoyed this
it.
One day.
He hosted
no,
it.
I was on the show then.
But you were just... You
no, there was one
anything.
There was one day that he had to host the show for you or something like
right.
He hosted the show for you. And I
yes.
think it was back... I don't know if it was...
It was back in the WTMY days.
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Long, long time ago. And I was just talking about how I would love to... I would love to host the show one night. I normally sit back,
mm-hmm.
but we were discussing how it would be interesting to do a show one night with just the three co-hosts.
With
we who don't get very much respect.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Who'd bring you in from breaks and stuff?
Well,
whoever was hosting the show
at
right.
the moment.
Yeah,
exactly. You have to. You always have to choose the one
Somebody
person.
Somebody would be in the lead,
right.
of those three.
Now, I know. You know, I listen to it enough. I could Free Talk Live 1-800-259-9231.
A little too pukey.
That's an awful.
Yeah,
pukey.
I know. But you know, you do that. You puke a little bit more when you come back
bit.
from when you come back from breaks. You
it's
puke
hard,
a bit
you know,
more.
Being a music disc jockey from back in the day.
Yeah, you get back, you get all excited. We're coming back from break.
Well, you know, it's exciting to be on the radio.
It
come on.
It is. No, I agree. I'm just, you know, you get a little excited when you come back from break.
You know who really turns me on? Paul in Delaware. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
What's
hey,
up,
buddy?
Not too bad. Hey, check this out, man. I got a couple of points. My first one is I would like to thank Homeland Security.
Oh, no.
And I would like everyone else that keeps me educating people as much as I'm educating them, and I just like to say I want to stress that I'm nonviolent. But what happened to me today? I want to tell you about my experience. I went down to the motor vehicle department, and as I was leaving, I seen these 1-800 that'll tell on your neighbor and
mm-hmm.
Homeland
what?
Security. Oh, is your Homeland Security above your motor vehicle department?
I haven't been to the motor vehicle department since I was 16 years old.
Okay.
They have posters about ratting
yeah.
on your neighbors
mm-hmm.
now?
I've seen them.
They've got bumper stickers they're giving away.
What does it say exactly? Do you remember?
It says 1-800-412 if anyone wants to call it, and I guess you're supposed to tell on people.
Force?
But, yeah.
Huh.
Force 1-2, or whatever that means. But,
I don't know.
But, anyway,
that was a Department of Homeland Security poster.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bumper stickers that they're giving away.
All right. So go on with your story.
So anyway, I said, well, you know, let me go see what Homeland Security is all about. So they have this magnetic, powerful lock that you got to buzz before you can get in. So I get in the door,
right.
and I get in the door and I ask them, you know, basically, you know, can I see some paperwork, and I'd like some info on what exactly you guys are looking out for in the communities, and on it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
And you're asking the DMV for this information?
No, this is the Homeland Security.
Yeah, this
it's
is
near
the
DMV.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry, I missed
yeah.
that part.
They're in the same government building.
Got
so
it.
Anyway,
okay.
The woman says that it's classified, so I'm like, it's classified, and so I, did something I couldn't help myself. I told them that 9/11 was an inside job, which it was. So the person says, stay right here. I think oh, I can find someone to help you.
Oh no!
Yes, they're men in white coats.
Hang on one moment, Paul. We'll let you finish your story. Okay, hang on. Sounds interesting. 800-259-9231.
I can't imagine it went well from here.
Did they call the funny farm on him? We'll find out. This is your show. 800-259-9231. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231.
Were you trying to not be so excited that time?
Huh? No. Hey, 800-259-9231,
everybody.
Hello, everybody. Coming up and coming at you. We got more talk radio. We're going to go to the phones and to the fun. Thank you, everybody. There are people that talk like that through their whole show.
They don't. They talk to you like that through their whole lives.
Yes, you're right.
Mean, you remember Big Jim Davis, who had he had one of those
old guy trained radio voices.
Yep.
He'd laugh.
No. He didn't. He laughed like this. He was really slow.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine.
That kind of stuff.
Very strange.
The Count?
Yeah, it's always fun. I mean, I love them to death. You know, I mean, they're still great people, the radio pukers, but that's how they were trained, and mm-hmm. They're well trained.
Yeah.
And it's so fun because I call radio stations all day long. And you know, when
sometimes you get somebody on the phone who just talks like
well,
this.
Some of them have that Jim Davis kind of voice where it's really deep
yeah.
and
those are the old
it's
school.
Kind of a really deep and puke kind of a voice. And I can't even do it. I mean, because
I can't imagine what
heard,
it sounds like.
I heard Wolfman Jack or something. Back
he's dead.
Here. Dead.
Well, yeah, I know, but they're doing some sort of like a remake thing now, or something.
They're playing his old shows via syndication. 800-259-9231. The show about your calls. You can call about anything. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. Oh, and by the way, join us online, freetalklive.com. We got good stuff there, and you can vote for us at the Podcast Awards. We've been nominated by our listeners, and you can vote once every 24 hours at podcastawards.com. So go and do that; it would help us out. Let's go back to Paul in Delaware. Now, Paul, you went to your local Department of Homeland Security office,
yeah.
and you found out where it was because you happened to know. Just because you've been to the DMV before? I mean, how did you figure out where...
Well, I had seen it before, but as you're walking into the motor vehicle, you can't help it because as you're going by, it's a big, gigantic sign made out of wood. Says Homeland Security with gold letters. It's made out of wood, and he's got these gold letters in it. But,
You asked the woman for any information on what it is that they're out there looking for in the community as far as clues towards terrorist suspects
yeah,
and that
yeah.
sort of thing. And she
yeah.
said it was classified.
Yeah, she said.
And that's, I just want to recap up to where we were. And that's when you said, well, I thought 911 was 9/11 was an inside job. Now, I want to make it clear that on Free Talk Live, we don't endorse any conspiracy theories. I don't personally believe the government story, but I don't believe anybody's story. Anyway, going on with that,
okay.
What happened? She told you to wait there.
I want to put this in for the victims of 9/11. There was 3,000 of them, not to mention the numerous ones afterwards. So I want everyone out there that always wants to, you know, talk about remember the victims and 911 and put these plastic made in China flags on their car. I want them to step up to the plate and put their foot down and start acting like they've got some sense. So I want to let it be known that this is not a conspiracy theory about the victims of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you can go to Larry Silverstein at
Minnesota. All right, what's the story? Just give us
and
the
on
story,
on. We know the story. But the bottom line is this.
So she asked you to wait there. Then what happened?
Well, what happened was she said at first she didn't have anyone, no one was in the office. So as I was getting ready to leave, I said, I'll tell you something. There's a good website to check out regarding 911. And so it was loose change, that's all. But anyway, I just said that and mentioned a couple facts. And she said, well, I had some friends die in the World Trade Center at 9/11, so I will not be looking at that information. I said, hold up. You actually care about them enough that you won't even examine the evidence? But I didn't say that to her, of course, but that's what I was thinking in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But about that time, she said, well, hold on. Maybe I can find someone. I'm sitting there, oh, yeah, you think you're dealing with an idiot woman. I know what you're doing, but I'm not doing anything wrong, and I have nothing to hide. So she comes back, and then a woman comes out. I talk to her, and I know the whole time, kind of, that they're just keeping me there till they can get the state police, who is one of the agencies behind Homeland Security, by the way.
Sure.
And so they come up there, and they ask me my name, and then I said, well, what's all this about? They said, are you upset because we're asking your name? I said, no, but I am kind of offended. Well, you're up here asking questions. I said, well, you know, I just asked the woman, can she answer some questions? It's either a yes or no.
Right.
Question.
Why do you have a help desk for?
Yeah,
what do you even let people in for?
Yeah. And so when the office of the state trooper said that, I said, well, yeah, now I really am interested in Homeland Security since it's a big deal that you ask questions and the police gets called on you.
Right.
And so I said, this is America, right? And he said, yeah. I said, we do have the Constitution of the United States, though, right? And he said, yeah, and we have freedom of speech, yeah, and this is a state building, isn't it? And as a citizen of this country, I'm allowed to come and ask and see what you're doing around here, ain't I? Yeah, and so everything went smoothly in the end, but I'm not intimidated, and I just like, once again, put a plug in. I'd like to thank Homeland Security for wanting me to know more about them now, and I'd like to let them know that there's something called the National Night Out Day.
What's
where
that?
How
do you have a night out during the daytime?
It's on August 2nd here, and I'm
medieval
pretty sure
nights.
It's August 2nd all around the country. It's National Night Out. And on our National Night Out, the police are going to be out here showing how dogs
you know, attack the citizens and so forth, of course they're going to do it.
They're going to have him mauling an ethnic guy.
What's the purpose of this?
Oh,
it's to once again scare you up and get you into, have you seen anyone? I mean, at our local fair, they hand out these, you know, gun locks, and at the same time, can we get your name and number and find out where you live because you have the guns and so forth.
Snitch day.
But yeah, I just like to thank Homeland Security and the rest of them.
Hey, I want to go see if I want somebody to dig up one of those bumper stickers, one of those posters, a picture of one of those, because I want to see what they look like. Thanks for the call, Paul. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. He claimed that in the Office of Homeland Security, they were actually giving out bumper stickers that encourage you to rat on your neighbors or something like that. And so if you've seen one of these things, you've got a scan, you got a picture on the internet, shoot it over to us at ftl@freetalklive.com.
Again, I saw something like that on a police car one time, and I really wish, you know, I had, you know, had a camera with me at the time. You know, I didn't have my camera phone at the time, and that was one that I really wanted to get. Was it, you know, you spec your neighbors? And it was right on the side. It was in, like, lettering on the side of the police car.
Wow.
Flabbergasted.
800-259-9231. The show about your calls. Anything goes. Mark in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Yes. Murray Rothbard is God. Okay, I just want to say
Who's that
first. Murray Rothbard?
He's an economist. He's a...
he's God.
I would say he's... would he call himself an anarchist?
Yeah.
Free marketeer?
I don't know what exact term. Maybe anarcho... capitalist.
Right. Right.
Yeah, he's definitely anti-state.
Yes.
But
how much money did you make by following his policies?
Huh?
I was just wondering, why are you calling him a god?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because he is just so right about everything.
He's very very principled against the state on every issue.
He's
so what's
right
on your mind, Mark?
He's just right. He's a genius. He's right about everything, okay?
Okay.
But I kind of... you know, not that I agreed with the Supreme Court decision, but, you know, I found that the reaction to the Supreme Court decision involving eminent domain has been pretty much inconsequential.
On the
and
part
I
of
say
who?
That,
on
well,
say that it's,
I've heard, you know, I've heard a lot of talk show hosts talking about what a horrible decision it was and that sort of thing. And so I call into the talk show and... you know, I'll ask them if they're for, you know, getting rid of taxes, you know, compulsory taxation altogether. Like, no, you can't do that. And to me, you cannot support property rights unless you're against any sort of compulsory confiscation.
Yeah, well, you have to have principles. And
what,
no, none of the other talk shows do. Manwich doesn't even have principles.
Yeah,
so
what people forget is that dollars... not only are they physical property themselves, but it's through the acquisition of dollars, we achieve a command over property.
Good call, Mark. Thanks for it, man. 800-259-9231. You do have to have principles if you want to be consistent. This is your show, Free Talk Live. We'll come back.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the sacral wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the sacral wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. That's the number for you, 800-259-9231, and anything goes. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there. We apparently had a bit of a bug in the broadband stream earlier, so it was difficult to access, and that should be fixed now at freetalklive.com. Mm. It's one of those post-launch bugs that we had in the website. We just relaunched the website this past weekend, so be sure you go and check it out, freetalklive.com. We got a bunch of cool free stuff on there for you. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun to Puke in Texas. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys, how are you?
How's it going?
It's Puke, and he's puking.
I didn't do that. I never knew about that term until
radio
I saw the show.
Puking. Yes.
Yeah. Fascinating. Learn something new every day.
You do when you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Puke?
I was calling in. I had a thought the other day.
That's rare.
That's good.
Huh?
You should do that often.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I started breathing again.
Well, but, they discourage that sort of thing in the military. You're not supposed to think. You're supposed to follow
orders. Yeah, that's right.
Right. Bad.
Yeah.
Yes, very. But I was thinking, like, why does the U.S. still use the imperial system for measurement?
It's baffling. We sure have hung on to this thing, tooth and nail.
Government education.
I remember when I was a kid, they were trying to convert from, it was 55 miles an hour was, I don't know if it was the state or national, but it was as big as I could imagine at that point, was the top speed that you could drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was 77 or 88 kilometers per hour. It's one of those two.
Right.
And they would have them both, one over the other, on the signs.
Right.
You know, it just kind of slipped away. They taught us. I know everything about the metric system, but they don't teach kids about it anymore, really.
You mean they were trying to convert to the metric system?
They were converting to the metric system when I was young.
But at some point, somebody dropped the ball and said, stop.
They just failed.
Huh.
Yeah, it's because of government education. The market doesn't decide these things, and you know, the rest of the world is pretty much metric.
Yeah,
yeah.
But metrics are a lot smarter.
Yeah.
I heard that they had tried to do that back in the 70s or whenever, and it just makes me wonder why we don't try to do it, you know?
Well, who's going to be motivated? I mean, what bureaucrat's going to be motivated to do this?
Yeah, right. But the advantage would be, like, if all the kids are getting stupider because of government schools, metric system is easier. And,
let's be clear that the rest of the world uses metric systems, so therefore they don't spend a couple of years in math on fractions.
Right.
The rest of the world doesn't work in fractions. Huh. You know how confusing fractions are? Adding for fractions, subtracting for fractions, multiplying in fractions, dividing in fractions. This stuff's really hard, and the rest of the world doesn't do it.
Yeah, I'm a mechanic, so it really bothers me whenever you're trying to figure out what size is a little bit smaller than a 7/16,
right.
A 3/8, and then it's a 5/16.
Plus, NASA...
9/8, 7/6, or whatever, you know?
NASA would have saved a lot of money, too. I don't remember which...
Moon lander, the Mars lander. But do you remember the story where they screwed up their measurements? They used U.S. instead of metric or something like that, where, in critical calculations, and then when they finally launched their whatever it was they were launching, they lost control of it because all their measurements
spun out of control.
There's $5 billion. Bye-bye.
Taxpayer money.
It's just something that would seem to be so easy, you know. You just start implementing it and just keep at it.
But it's not that easy when it comes to the government. I mean, it seems easy to you, Puke, but for the government, this is a monumental effort and a monumental task that would cost them billions of dollars to implement.
They can't make any money out of it. So.
Maybe you could run for office on that one, Puke. Maybe that would get you some votes.
I could, on the metric system.
School board.
But that's about it. I have one other thing, though, is everybody needs to go to... what is it, ftl.digitalsuperstition.com, and join the chat room, and we can discuss the show.
Oh, yes, there's a listener chat room now.
Yeah.
You can go to...
free market chat rooms.
You can go to freetalklive.com, and there's a link in the bulletin board system under the general form. Thanks, Puke. 800-259-9231. Now, you had an email that you wanted to get to, didn't you? 1-800-259-9231. You said, apparently we were talking about colleges the other night.
Right. You know, you and I sort of have the opinion that, in fact, colleges... might not be the best investment for a lot of American kids.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it is. And I went to 2 years of college, and to be honest, you don't need college to go into radio. Okay?
That's for sure.
My family blew $100,000 in art school.
Would you have the job you have today, Johnson, if you hadn't gone to the art school?
I would have had the job that I had today 4 years ago, and I'd be $100,000 richer.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
Maybe. Actually, I can't really say that. I probably wouldn't have gotten...
You wouldn't have $100,000. Your family would.
Yeah, I might not have the job that I have. I probably would have more money from my family personally if I had told them that I was looking to start a business and asked for seed money.
Mm.
They probably would have given me a considerable amount. They probably wouldn't have given me $100,000, but I might have been able to get $50,000. And with $50,000 in the past, 8 years that I've had, I would have $100,000 by now.
At the time, though, when you went into college, it sounded like a good idea, though, didn't it?
I was convinced. Sure. How could you
do a job without it?
Right. That's
Anyway, we made the comment, and I just
that's
got
the PR on colleges. We got
well, everyone's told that you will not be able to succeed in life if you don't have the piece of paper.
You'll make 40% less if you don't go to college.
People don't take into account that most people in this country work for themselves.
Most people?
Well, I don't know about most people. A lot of people. A lot of the most.
Okay.
Sorry, the most successful people.
Yes. That is correct.
So I got this mysterious email in my email box this morning, and it said, from my friend Brent, and it said, going to college is the greatest way to increase one's earning potential. And I returned that, I thought about it, it's kind of early, and I returned that with, I wonder if that's a university study. Because I'm clever even off the air.
Yeah.
So he came back with, no. Probably somebody with a degree. according to the Census Bureau, over according to the Census Bureau, over an adult's working life, high school graduates earn an average of $1.2 million. An associate's degrees holder are about 1.6. Bachelor's degrees 2.1, and that's according to Day and Neuberger 2002. Well, that's a little unfair because you're told if you're have the capacity to go to college, that you must go to college.
You must go to college.
That was the PR when I was going to school.
Because somebody who has the capacity that goes to college and doesn't, could perhaps earn money while they would be in college. So I think that this thing's a little skewed. You know, we still say that, you and I still say that people, for instance, that want to be doctors, lawyers, engineers, these kinds of things need to go to school.
Absolutely.
Whereas people that want to be, say, graphic designers, or if you're getting a liberal arts degree, a communications degree, a degree in the French horn, unless, of course, you plan to play in the symphony,
mm-hmm.
Maybe your time's a little wasted.
I agree.
Just
completely.
In fact, I think a degree in the French horn's wasted, too. Spend your time playing the French horn.
I think that's a great point. The other PR...
University of Kentucky, and major in karate and Klingon.
One of the other points that the college proponents make is it's similar to what you said is mm-hmm. that, well, at the very least, even if you don't, because somebody like me would bring up the point that over 90% of college graduates don't actually get a job in their specified field.
Sure.
That's a hard fact. fact. So if I bring up a point like that, the college person would respond with, well, having an associate's or bachelor's degree will show potential employers that you know how to complete things and
open doors and create opportunities.
Right. That's exactly what is said in
the It shows that you are committed and that you can, you know, go to get somewhere on time and complete tasks. And we'll
so your MSCE.
And we'll come back with more. 800-259-9231.
Certified engineer.
Well, so would being at a, you know, being at the same job for 4 years straight.
Yep. 800-259-9231.
College. Are you for it or against it? It's your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free 800-259-9231. Monday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so time for your call still. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the archives there right on the front page of the website. The freshly redesigned website at freetalklive.com. You don't have to log in. We didn't add a membership area or anything like that. There's no credit card entries. You just go and get the archives. And, of course, big thanks to our friends over at podcastalley.com. You can go and check us out there, and you can vote for us at podcastalley.com once a month at vote.freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, you got an email about college, and it's from apparently a personal friend of yours, right?
Yes, yes.
And he was listening to the show.
Brent.
Yes, Brent was listening to the show, and he heard us railing against college, because in general...
I think we just made a comment this particular time that he was
okay. Well, we certainly talked trash about college enough on the show, because I personally think it's a total waste of time.
I don't know about
careers,
total.
For most careers. If you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that, you got to have it. But otherwise...
My wife's got a social working degree. She couldn't have her job without having the social working degree. But she could make that much money doing anything else.
Yes.
I mean, she gets paid crap. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, they have better benefits there at the state because they intend to enslave you. It's indentured servitude working for the state.
So there's more to this email, then, about college, right?
Oh, yeah. It gets into it. His personal opinion is that having a degree opens more doors and opportunities. It does not make the person. I think Bill Gates is a college dropout.
Yes, he was.
He's right. Private schools are generally better than public. That's because of wealth.
Dave of Wendy's fame, he's dead now, but he dropped out of high school.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He claims here that private schools are generally better than the public, and that's because of wealth. I disagree that public schools are better than that private schools are better than public schools because of wealth, because they spend more money on public schools per student than they do on private schools.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
As a matter of fact, I know when I was going to school at the private school in town that the public schools were getting twice as much money per student.
Pretty
and
much.
I was in the academically superior school by a long shot.
Well, private schools have...
To say that's because of wealth?
No.
It's because the upper echelon can afford it. Certainly the more wealthy people or the people who intend to send their kids to the best school can afford it. Not afford it, but...
Because they're also paying for the public school, even though they're not using any of the money that they spent on the public school.
Right. Unfortunately, the social conscious and schooling has never been a profitable venture and would continue dividing the class structure. Social consciousness and schooling has never been a profitable venture.
I think what a lot of these people don't tend to realize is that even though the kids are going to the private school, the money that's being spent on the private school, okay, even though it's a wealthy parent, right, that wealthy parent, say it costs, just because we'll make this easy number, say it's, what, $1,200 or should I say $12,000?
What, for a year of
private schooling? Yeah, for a year of public
schooling. Like $20,000.
$20,000?
For public schooling.
For public, no.
We're talking about... College or high school?
High school.
High school, here in this area of Tampa Bay, it's running about $9,000 for one pupil.
That sounds right.
For government high school.
For government high school. So say it costs $9,000 to send your kid to, you know, your public school. And say it costs $12,000, right, to send him to the private school.
But it doesn't. It costs $3,000 or $4,000.
Well, not to high school. It's going to cost about the same. It's going to cost about $7,000.
No. It costs about half as much around here to go to private school.
Not when you're talking about high school. High school, it costs more to be in high school than it does to be in kindergarten.
No, wait. Okay, now let's just say $6,000 then, all right? Which means that at this point, the wealthy person is paying $9,000 and $6,000.
No, that's not true. That's one of the big selling points for people like Brent, is that the wealthy person's not paying $9,000. They're paying a fraction of that because that cost is distributed to all property owners. You have to remember that.
Right.
That $9,000 cost is divided by all of the property owners in the area.
Right.
Even those who don't have kids.
Right.
People like you and me.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Right. And the old people who don't have kids anymore.
So they're paying a fraction of the $9,000, but not the whole thing.
But they're still paying whatever they're paying for the private school, they're paying that plus some.
Yes.
And the private school, whereas the public school is getting $9,000 per student, the private school is only getting $6,000 per student. And yet they're doing so much more with less money.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
That's the point that needs to be made clear, because
private
I don't think some people get that.
Well, right? The other thing they don't get, and the reason why he's chalking it up, oh, they're better because they're wealthy. No, they're better because they have to compete.
They're better because they do more with less.
Well, and that's because they have to compete to get other people to come to their school and to compete against the other schools in the area. And that means that they have
I'd say there's another point there, too.
Okay.
I mean, there's another point inside that is that, in fact, it's the parents that would send their kids to a private school care more. Now, not all.
True.
Some of them are wealthy,
that's
for sure. But the ones that would care more. Now, I'm not saying that if you send your kids to public school, you don't care. I'm just saying that the ones that send them to private school probably care more.
It's a very roundabout way of saying you don't care. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Jason in San Diego. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. We are in limited time, so what's on your mind?
Okay, what I wanted to talk about is John Zogby did a study, I believe, in, like the past couple of years that showed that a 1950s high school diploma is equivalent to today's four-year degree in terms of type of comprehension.
Absolutely.
The other thing, too, that you guys brought up Bill Gates, and how, you know, he's a college dropout. But you got to remember that he went to a high school that had better resources than most colleges of his day. He had access to a mainframe computer, so he was, you know, computer literate at a time when computer literacy was really a small amount of the population. I mean, I wouldn't think that there was that
many good programmers. That's a fair point, Jason. It's interesting that you bring it up, especially considering...
The other thing I wanted to bring...
You got about 10 seconds, man.
Okay, is that Greek and Latin need to be taught, I think, ubiquitously through the schools, and I think that's one of the reasons why...
Great, well, when you win the presidency, you can put that program into effect. Thanks for the call, man.
It's valuable. Latin's valuable.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. E pluribus unum, and...
It lays a foundation.
I mean, wait a minute. That's not Latin. I don't know anything. I went to government school. More coming back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Moments remain. We might be able to slip your call in. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You join us online, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the stuff we got there for you. It's all free. The archives, bulletin board system, live streaming. We just redesigned the site, freetalklive.com. And it still costs you nothing. Although we have created the Amplifier program, which we're pretty excited about. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And we're asking you for $3 a month. And if you can't afford it, don't worry about it. Everything will still be free. If you can afford it, what are some of the benefits, Manwich?
Well, you get the good, warm feeling in your heart that you're helping Free Talk Live advertise, market, and promote itself.
Yeah, you can actually see. You can actually see on the AMP page at amp.freetalklive.com where we're spending this money. Because it's all going right back out into advertising the show.
I don't get any.
as
no,
much
you don't.
As I'd like a little. Just a little.
So, yeah, it's all going right back out into radio industry advertising, internet advertising, to get more people in front of the message of
right.
freedom and liberty. So let's get back to this issue here about colleges. And I wish we had more time for Jason before, but it was towards the end of the show, so we're out of time. But he made a great point, inadvertently, for our side. It was Jason the Communist, and he made a point about how education was so much better 50 years ago, that high school education was the equivalent of a four-year college degree.
Right.
Well, guess what has changed in the last 50 years?
Federal government involvement in education.
That's it. That's the primary change
yep.
that has happened over 50 years.
Are you guys sure? I thought that the federal government became involved in education in the 1850s, not the 1950s.
Negative. No, it was the 1950s. The Department of Education was formed then. In fact, they were originally going to call it
There was certainly government involvement, but it was local government involvement
yeah.
in some cases. In some cases, it wasn't at all. Then people would just get together and make a school.
Right.
So let me finish this up.
Yes, finish
He's
it.
He's got one hell of a point here. Yet if we left it to privatization, the literacy rate would regress. the majority of people would not have access to schools. Let's assume he doesn't
He's
mean
out of
majority.
His mind.
Especially the lower socioeconomic classes. We as a society would be moving backwards.
Is he not paying attention to what's going on today? The literacy rate is going down today.
It's going backwards now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting worse. The problem is that the education that we're giving people is so bad.
What kind of
the only way... He's one of these people who believes, though, the reason why he believes this is because he believes, well, the government can't even handle it. If we privatized it, no one would be able to handle it
right.
because the government is so strong and powerful.
In fact, they're a bunch of incompetent boobs.
Yeah.
Ideally, every school should be similar to a private school. We do not live in an ideal world, my friend. We can only make baby steps. Whether public or private, the focus should be on quality. Either the thing is you can't
you can never get you, quality from
you,
government
you
schools.
You can't, because there's no motivation. A bureaucrat has no motivation.
There's
people
no incentive.
Like this are like small children with a drunk parent.
What?
I mean, really, seriously, it's like
they
feel all weak and helpless. Help me. And then like they treat government like it's a drunken parent. Really, because it's just a person that has the ability to smack you down because they're bigger and powerful because they've got force, but they act like a drunken idiot.
Yes.
I mean,
and
really, the government doesn't...
You act like you can't leave them because they're the parent, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a great analogy, Johnson.
Either way, I would hope...
Bit. Bring it up again sometime.
Yeah.
Either way, I would hope that your show is an advocate of education. We are. We're just not advocates of the educational
system. We're advocates of the free market, and what's wrong with that? I mean, you're advocating, Brent, you're advocating pointing guns at people and taking their money and then forcibly sending kids to school.
Bad schools, though. I mean, let's be clear. It's bad schools
that
have been...
And they're getting worse.
Constantly getting worse.
And you just want to keep going in the same direction? You've lost your mind. Keep listening, Brent.
You learn every single day.
That's right. More coming back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
In the meantime, we'll see you online at freetalklive.com.